All right.
I am. I am taking a little vacation. This is a little frightening. I've already done Christmas and New Year's. This is New Year's Eve 2025. Tomorrow will be New Year's Day 2026. And I'm going on a little vacation. Last time I went on a little vacation, I got a job with the ICASA. I don't want to call it program. Unit of New Mexico Tech. I'm actually headed out to the craft site, which was what I bought soon after I took a vacation and got offered a job and took the job. And so here I am. I'm actually in Fort Sumner right here at the moment. Oh, this is new. They've got a big Dollar General here, which I don't think they had before. I don't remember what they did there. I think they had a Family Dollar, but a really small one. Who knows if it's still in business anymore. It was right across the street from Alsip's downtown. This one's out on the highway going to Clovis. Anyway, so, yeah, last time I took one of these little vacations just to take a break, I went all the way up to one of the lookouts up in the mountains behind Magdalena. And on the way there, I just got this idea, and I looked, and New Mexico Tech had a job opening that was a significant pay increase from what I was making at the time at Eastern New Mexico University. Oh, I guess this was Family Dollar. It died. It is now an empty building. Oh, okay. Not surprising, given, this is Fort Sumner. There's not much out here. You know, I've always gone by this little place in, I've often gone to Fort Sumner Public Library, which is really quite nice. It's a nice library. Most of these places are closed today because it's New Year's Eve. Some of them are. I think I'm going to go over to Sunnyside, and here's Crichton's at the fort, which is where I bought my hay bales for two purposes. I have two purposes going forward. I think Sunnyside is actually on the, yeah, see, this is Old Town Sunnyside. Go down there. I think it's over here. Okay, we're on the far side of the river now. Or no, we're not. Okay, I'm going to go over here to Old Town Sunnyside, which I've never been to. I don't know if there's much out here. I see some sheep. I see a cow. People in some pretty old torn up things. There's almost nothing out here. I don't know if this road goes. I guess if you were wanting to move to the Fort Sumner area for some reason, which is totally inexplicable to me, because, you know, there's only just a handful of jobs. But to be honest, that's what I've been for the majority of my life, is just, you know, taking whatever job popped up, and I've always been very blessed. Let me tell you about blessings. I have been so blessed over the years. Wow. anyway, yeah, apparently this was, there was a whole other community out here. So anyway, I'm checking this out. Old Sunnyside. I don't see much of anything that gives any impression. Well, I don't know. That place looks kind of like it might have been part of their downtown. Oh, there's a church there. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, and here's an interesting big place. Oh, my goodness. It looks like it might have at one time been, bar, anything like that. This looks like that used to be an old store. Anyway, so now I've been to Old Town Sunnyside, boy, which is, I don't know, suburb of Fort Sumner. These are old towns that used to kind of exist. Anyway. Oh. It's a pedestrian path for people to get across this little road here. Wow. I don't know what they were trying to do to Old Sunnyside, but there it is. Oops, what it wasn't. And here is the Pecos River. Let's see if there's any water in it. It hasn't been a very good year. Yeah, there's some water in there. There's some water. Yeah. Okay. We have our opportunity to go off to Roswell on State Road 20. I took that road a couple of times. But no. I'm going on to Vaughan and then to Encino and then on to Willard Mountain Air and then continuing forward the whole way. This is the day before New Year's Day 2026. I took some days off from work for Christmas and New Year's, and here I am. I'm going out to, well, I'm going out to some of my old stomping grounds, Socorro. I don't know exactly how far I'm going to get today. To go get some food at the old grocery store I used to hit up a lot of evenings. They have a really good deli. And if you got there right before 5 o'clock, they would start putting their deli stuff up, trying to clean the place up and get out. And they would heavily discount all their food that they needed to get rid of. And it was quite the deal. I use that on a pretty regular basis. Haven't found that anyplace else. It's really sad. Oh, and they used to have these breakfast burritos. They used to be really cheap, about $2.75 a piece. The price went up to, I think it went up to like $4. Toward the end of my Socorro time. Oh, who's this fella? DOT. Wonder what they're about. Anyway, so we're outside. We're going west of Fort Sumner, going toward Vaughan. I don't like the interstate, so I stay off of it. On the way going to this thing, and I'm going to stay out at my at my craft site for at least two nights, tonight and tomorrow night. I'm kind of hoping to put up my my mask. I had always had interesting ideas that I would do radio antennas off of that. I didn't really bring my radio antenna stuff because honestly, I might have packed it before. I don't forget what exactly I brought out here last time. I think I'm going to try to take a better accounting and record it, so that the next time I make a trip out here, I can bring some more stuff. I think I've been driving Lisa a little crazy, talking about the church and about things that need to change, or I don't know if they need to change. They need to be considered. I don't know if they've really been considered particularly. Society, I would probably be a happier person if I didn't look at the news, number one. Honestly, if I kept my distance from the church a little bit, I'd probably get a lot happier. But I don't think I have that. I don't think I technically have that. Only God tolerates that, so I got to hang with it. Oh, I got a calling, a new calling. It is being the temple and family history leader, which is kind of a new thing. I don't know if the ward brought it up. I don't know if just the local ward brought it up or anything like that, or if it came from the stake. Regardless, it's kind of the Temple of Family History companion to, you know, how for eons wards have had ward mission leaders. And they typically supervise branch missionaries and stuff like that. You go out trying to convert people to the gospel. I'm really grateful I didn't get sucked into missionary work because, frankly, I don't have any particular aptitude for that at all. Regardless, so this is kind of a calling that really doesn't have anything yet, or at least as far as the bishop said, attached to it. So it's like, okay, I guess I come up with whatever I come up with. Lisa gave me a couple of good ideas I've written down, and I've been kind of thinking about what I can do. I don't have the capacity. Well, you know, I could. Crank up the family history centers during the week. Get that little booger rolling again. Although it's mostly just a couple of computers. Let people sit down and play with Family Search, and put in their information about their family and see if they connect up with anybody. It might go off that way. A lot of it has to do with making sure that people who are wanting to go to the temple are prepared for it. You know, the old temple prep class. I think it would be trying to arrange opportunities to go to the temple. Me personally, being more of a one of those stupid things, trying to be a rugged individualist or something, mostly about helping people, I think, just get the interest, some courage maybe, any number of things so that they can go and make appointments and go to the temple, help them to get their initial set of temple clothes, which I think have been somewhat redesigned so they're more of a one size fits most. You know, they may only have four sizes of temple clothes as opposed to, you know, I finally got a temple, old style temple robe that was actually more fitted to me. The cheap one I got always cut me right across my chest, and it looks silly on me. Anyway, so, we'll just see. You know, it really ends up being the whole thing about let's end up going to the temple. That's an interesting new kind of project. I think they're just giving it to me to give me something just to kind of keep me out of the way. And I, on this trip, I've already scheduled Friday at around noon. I'm going to the temple in Albuquerque, so I'm at least here until then. This is what I used to do. First I did it once a week, and then I said, you know what, I've got resources, let's do it twice a week. Twice a week I would go in to Albuquerque and go to the temple. It was a little more part of my week when I worked at Sandia Labs. It's funny now. I got some places who have started trying to look for people to work at Sandia Labs again. It was always a big thing if you started a contractor. I was a contractor working for Sandia Labs. Not working directly for them. I was working for another company that did something for Sandia Labs. And of course, the whole thing was that at some point, you would work with a contractor for a while, and then as an opening came open to work directly for the labs, then you could get hired by the labs directly. And I didn't really care one way or the other. They paid me pretty good. When I gave up my CIO job at Mesa Land, walked away from that situation. I got a job and then I was putting out feelers, but I was basically trying my first stint of retirement. I had just just gotten my, just qualified for my pension. So I started taking my pension. Here we are at, I don't know why they make you slow down. For YESO, as I recall, I think this is the sprawling metropolis of YESO, New Mexico. Still got a post office, a couple of houses out here. There's a really big, I think, I don't know if this was the school once upon a time, but it's, I think somebody bought it and then they decided they didn't want to live out here anymore. You know, not surprising. I think the railroad tracks still go through YESO. 34 miles to Vaughan. Anyway. So anyway, yeah, I was out at Sandia. While I was at Sandia, it was really no problem going and getting a job at, or going to the temple then. It was really wonderful. Of course, I was only there for a little bit until somebody else offered me. I got called by a headhunter that wanted me to come to work at Pantex. And, of course, Pantex was quite a bit closer to Lisa than anything else was. 2 hours out, where Sandia is 3 and then some, and I ended up, Lisa was wanting me to get an apartment in Albuquerque, and that was silly. And I said, no, I'm just gonna go live out at the crash site again. So I stayed out there for another 6 months, living in the boat, living that kind of life. And then the thing out at Pantex was such, it was a sad situation. I don't even like thinking about it. You know, it's right up there with working for Maysland for just, wow, this is so untenable. And anyway, but now that there wasn't work to do at both the places, regardless, I left that one and then lived a little bit off of my pension, which worked to a certain extent. And then I got this job at Canon, which I'm still doing today. It's been, how long has it been? September of 2024 until the end of 2025. That's a year and, what, 4 months? Anyway, so yeah, pardon me. I think Lisa's really hoping I keep this job until I officially retire at 62. As soon as I can get Social Security, I'm just gonna walk away from the job I have now, which is the most money I've ever made my entire life. I think even inflation adjusted it probably is. And I'm not going to discount the chance. I kind of went for it a little bit. Somebody contacted me sort of a couple of weeks ago with a field engineering job, I think with medical appliances and stuff like that. Setup, takedown, maintenance, stuff like that. The big thing that was going to be nice about that one, even if it didn't pay as much, was that it would, I wouldn't be tearing up my vehicles. Hopefully they'd give me a vehicle. Or they'd reimburse me for the use of my vehicle to travel around. I don't think they really wanted somebody far out from civilization. I think they wanted somebody from like Albuquerque or Santa Fe. So I don't think I got, I never heard back from them. So I don't think they were really interested. I'm not going to be surprised if I just end up, doing this job until the bitter end, which now is, I think it's less than 40 months now. I've only got about 40 months left before I turn 62, and I can take my Social Security, and Lisa's promised me that I don't have to work anymore. And we mostly live on, we live off of a pension that I made from the New Mexico Retirement Board, New Mexico Educational Retirement Board, all the times I've worked for New Mexico Education over the years. Finally added up to 18 years, and my age caught up with me, and I could take the pension. I took it, and that's primarily what we live off of. And my other job, which I'm sorry, pays amazingly well as far as I'm aware of. The vast majority of that is going into retirement plans. So I'm probably going to have really good income. As long as I'm not crazy for as long as I want it. And of course, Lisa gets the same thing too. We are together in all things. She doesn't like taking these little vacations with me, so I tend to take them by myself. Every once in a while she talks about, just in case you take Matt with you, and you go, I don't want to take Matt with you. Then I feel this weird need to try to entertain him or something like that, even though I probably don't need to. You know, I like going out here. I like going out without any particular distractions. Oh. Probably the only job that would be more interesting. I drive out here in the middle of nowhere, and there's towers, but that would only happen if I lost the job I have now. And there's no telling if I would be able to, but it would be great to be one of these tower techs. Go out and do radio. See, that's what all these towers have on top of them, these big radios. And rigging those, and doing the required maintenance that's needed. Take care of whatever needs to be done. Oh my gosh. Somebody really plowed into that. It's nearly noon already. And I'm not even to civilization yet. I think I've got at least a few hours that I need to take care of the travel. I need to go. I'm going to go ahead and go to the store, like I said, and see about my place I used to go to. Like I said, that deli that I used to eat at, trying to hit them at the right moment when they're starting to get rid of all their stuff and close up and just want people to go away. You hit them right at 5 o'clock and it's just perfect. We just crossed over the Guadalupe County line. I was in Tabaca County, now I'm in Guadalupe, which means we're getting close to Vaughan, because we're at the very bottom of Guadalupe County. South of Pastura, which is meaningless to most of you guys. I've been trying to think about what kind of new, kind of computerized, cool service I could come up with for Tucum Carry. You know, I've got a computer. I need to see about some things I can do with it. I ran 2cc.us. It was supposed to be a kind of a joke site. Well, I don't know. I might try to pull it into being something more than that. Or maybe I'll go ahead and do tcc.us. You know, that's to come carry, and kind of the hidden underbelly people who want to, since I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to particularly take advertisers, it'd be kind of like take the place of the Facebook, because Facebook just kind of comes and goes. It's not very stable. Do something more along the lines of a community service, but that I would probably primarily run it. And then if people wanted to do banner ads on it, you know, I could charge so much for that, knowing that they would come and go pretty fast. I don't know if I'd want to do something kind of like Craigslist, but not, you know. Craigslist is constantly getting game, so it's less useful. The Craigslist people don't care. Because they're only really interested in keeping up the infrastructure. A place like Tucum Carry is simply too small to worry about these things. And I'm kind of an old-fashioned guy. I don't do all the sophisticated CSS and stuff like that. Something that'd say, you know what, this works just as well on your mobile phone as it does on your web browser. So maybe I will go back and re-get. Oh, I didn't bring my. Oh, I'm such an idiot. I didn't bring any of my stuff. I've got my phone, so it's not like I can't do things. But I didn't bring the stuff that's really quite that would have helped me. Oh well. Regardless, so yeah, probably come up with 2cc. Make it so it's static but easy to maintain. I always kind of like kind of the rustic websites that used to be just run by regular people. I can do one of those for Tucum Carry and say this thing is totally sustainable. I can keep it going forever. what little it costs me, I could easily front myself. But it might be interesting to put up, you know, some ads, although I don't really want people to give me crap about the fact that that the ads don't work very well. Old-fashioned stuff. That, you know, I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to go ahead. I think I had let my 2cc.us domain name lapse. I think I'm going to grab it back because it's nice and short. Why am I stuck behind this person? Having fun with Texas here. I'm stuck behind this guy. I need to get around him. I gotta get somewhere. Oops. Here I am. Doing it in absolutely the wrong place. Jeez. Okay. Almost, I can see some of the outskirts of On now. And just go ahead and do that stuff. Put up information. Start asking people about things. That'd make for something good to do. Oh, now this guy decides he wants to go faster. I get annoyed by people who do that. Slow, I'm slow, not fast. He just doesn't want to be the guy out front. I hope he gets pulled. No, I don't. I don't hope he gets pulled over. I won't be surprised if he gets pulled over in Bond. There's a guy in Bond that's been very, very interested in nailing people. The last ticket I got was in Bond, New Mexico, for driving, I think, 5 miles over the speed limit. And ticked me off, $83. And it's like, good night. Anyway. So now I go really slow through Hawn. Don't want to get nailed. Anyway, so, okay. I think I like that idea. When I get to bed tonight, I'll go get on my domain server and I'll go ahead and get 2cc.us back again. I had done it for my BBS, but I don't think enough people are interested in BBSs anymore. I don't want to automate this very much because I want it to be curated. I want to go ahead and curate it. I think by and large it'll be like Drudge Report. It'll probably just be a one-pager. So here's some information about Tucumcari. 2cc.us. We shall see. I don't even want to know if I really want to get it into a business frame because then you got all kinds of record keeping to do. Pain in the butt. Although I could call the ministry, and then I don't have that. Although it's not strictly speaking a church, so I'm not doing a church. I'm doing this other thing. Anyway, I need to go to the bathroom. Anywhere. This Vaughn is really the last little bit of civilization. Until I get them out there. And so, I'll go on to Alsip's and go to the bathroom. You know what? I think I'll go and get some gas too. Just for fun, I'll do that. Okay, how are we doing here with everything else? Not bad. Probably even leave the recorder going because if there's no noise besides traffic noise, it doesn't record. which is perfect. You know, I've liked some of the rigs that I've come up with lately. Oh, Penny's Diner, man. Big thing for New Mexico, as far as I'm aware. I've never seen another one near here. Although I didn't even see it. Maybe I lost my head. Penny's Diner, it's kind of the thing where you can just set it down and plug it in, which means that you can also pick it up and unplug it, and off you go, man. Oh, I tell you. Here's the old Vaughn Clinic. I worked there when I was a WIC nutritionist. Wow, how many years ago was that? 95, it's now 2025. That's 30 years ago I did that. Tell ya. I don't know if I'm gonna get a lot of gas here. But I need kind of an excuse to go to the bathroom, I think. This place is just crowded. Oh, okay. Well, there's that. Hear me a lot better now. All right, I'm back. Oof. Okay. Took care of all my bodily needs there. Setting place in the... in Vaughn. Let me tell you, man. There used to be a little more going on here 30 years ago. Not a ton more. But now we got a couple of dispensaries. The place that me and Pam Tompkins used to eat at, it's long gone now. They tried to sell it for a long time, and it was like, oh, don't bother. Some of the motels have been here that were here. Have now died. I don't think the traffic's gotten any better or any worse here. But, I don't know. I guess people can just drive through more readily. And it doesn't, and they just go on to Roswell or to someplace bigger and don't really give a lot more garbage than that. Oh. That guy just parked the guy with the police truck. I thought that was him, but it was just his vehicle. A lot of towns, if they don't have enough money to pay for an actual guy, will pay for a car. Or a big SUV or something, and they'll just park it. Because that gets people to slow down. Which I swear is all local police departments are ever for anymore, is to do that. Okay, we're back down the Vaughn. Going toward Encino. So anyway, yeah. I do think I'm going to choose cc.us. I've got some more time to do that. That's probably more useful than writing anyway. If people want to be at the top of listing, they've got to throw some money at me. I was thinking initially 50, but I think I said, you know what? I think I'd rather have 100. you want to be at the top of your listing, you're going to have to pay for it. You can be on the list. That's great. Well, that would be a heck of a thing to get. You get 20 or 30 people doing that, $2,000 or $3,000 a month. So anyway, yeah. Guess I might make money that way. Either it'll work or it won't. Maybe $80 a month. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I got to think about that. How I want to handle that. Be at the top of a listing. I don't want to have to worry about, you know, I really don't even want to mess with it. I was just doing it in the community service, then I can put what I want to put up at the top. And nobody can say no, because it's like, yeah, I'm paying for this, I am. 2cc.us, baby. I can have people just email one of my web accounts, shove it in there. Oh. All right. Now we're coming into the exciting metropolis of Encino for this part of the New Mexico. Encino's pretty dang big. So I'm going to get over here in the other lane. Thinking about what if you had kind of an announcement thing, which was full of a bunch of people, you know, announcing things. Of course, you'd have to make it so that people from a certain place can't put up a whole bunch of announcements. Try to clear off a whole bunch of other people and their announcements. See, I'm not so sure I like the announcements. I'd want that to be curated, too, because it could get really jerk. It could get real weird fast. Yes, if I want to do it like a business, I could. All right. We're already through Encino, but what, that wasn't hard, was it? So, yeah, I can decide to do a moneymaker later. Mostly for people who say, you know, I want to be at the top of the listing. And you can have them, you can charge them per month, set it up on old PayPal. Oh, I've got my big coat on. But it's a little tricky because it's kind of hot. I think I'm burning up my feet. I need to stop doing that. It's not really that hot. That cold. Sorry, not that cold. So now I'm on Highway 60. Heading across. The next thing to run into is Willard in about an hour. And given the fact that it's only 12:30, I'm thinking what I'm going to go ahead and do. I might stop real fast by the crash site just to see if there's anything that needs some daylight to do in there. And then I'll think I'll go by Commune TK, see what that's looking like. It's been a few months. And then I think I might take the back way over through Riley and then to Magdalena. And then from there, go down to Socorro. Hopefully, I'll hit there about the right time at 5 o'clock. So I'm not too, gotta keep myself a little busy, you know. But I'm not in a big rush. I should stop going so dang fast. Save some gas. I'm not in a big rush. In fact, I'm going to pull over pretty soon and take off my jacket here. Oh. They keep going. So, yeah, 2cc.us. I think I'm going to resurrect the domain name and put it on my and make up a web page. Start adding people to it. And then at some point, if I want to make some money, I'll do stuff like that. Maybe I can make it like an algorithm if I ever decide I wanted to make money at it. And it was a big question of how much people would pay per month for the top slot. They let people know that if somebody's willing to pay more for the top slot, they can have it. And you'd continue to have a second slot. So how much is it worth to you? And if somebody wants to suggest a new category, we can talk about that. Now, you know, if we do a new category and there's some people on there, and if you want to be in the top slot, you're going to have to pay for the top slot. So we can let it build organically like that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So that's an interesting idea. Once it gets kind of, you know, just however. Or I could automate that. Make it crazy, man. That would get you kind of a bidding war going. If people wanted the next talker slot, they could pay more for it. Or if it's like, man, I'm already paying for second. I don't need to go for second. And I don't need to go for first anymore. Second try. Da, 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 da. Put an algorithm behind it a little bit. Anyway. So. That'd be kind of fun to figure out. I think I'm going to take a little break here. I'm about 78 miles from Bernardo, which is pretty close to the crash site. So that's usually where I get my weather reports from to say how cold it's going to be. There's no indication that it's going to get particularly cold or snowy or anything like that. So I'm gonna take care of my stuff here. All right, I'll talk to you guys.